it's okay. I was going to let you sleep, but you were twitching and starting to, not your whole body, just growing, you know, down there. You were starting to grind on the couch and I thought it looked kind of strange, so sorry, I guess, for cutting off your sex dream. It looked like you were having a sex dream. Do you want to tell me about it? Of course, go ahead. About me? In the dream you were with me? Doing what? I mean, exactly. What happened? Oh, I see. No wonder that bulge in your pants started acting up. Now that you're awake, do you still find the fantasy hot? Don't be embarrassed. I'm curious. Okay then. By the way, you can move and adjust your legs all you want. I guarantee you that boner will not go away on its own. I don't doubt you've gained experience with post-nap erections, especially since I'm pretty sure this wasn't the first time you were dreaming about me. This body, the luscious figure you want to touch, caress, move with, in a tight embrace of nakedness. I knew it. Well, I suppose that means I should be the one to do something about it. Oh, I know you think I'm the wrecker of men, the wicked witch of desire, and that the only reason we can be friends, live together even, is that we've never had sex. But since you seem to already like the idea deep down, buried in your dreams, why not go this way and see where it leads us? My involvement in witchcraft does not make me some lusty sex enchantress, as I've told you a million times. It's nothing like that. It's not about sex at all. Except, okay, maybe sometimes, but not like you think, all right? So if that's a risk you're concerned about, don't be. I'll make it easy on you. Today, I'm only going to give you a hand job. To relieve the tension. And if you can still resist me after that, I won't mention anything about sex again. Sound fair to you? Good. Would you like some more tea? No, I told you. It's a very mild blend that increases potential sexual impulses. I didn't tell you. Oh, sorry. My bad. No need to worry. There's no harm in it. Purely herbal. Yes. Now undress and come to my room. I can say you look very attractive sporting that erection. You've seen my bedroom before. No reason to be weirded out. All you see here has a place in my circle of witchcraft. And since you're here, you do too. Lie down and get comfortable. Look at me. Look deep into my eyes as I stroke you. Oh. 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 Does this seem crazy to you? I feel strange in any way. Ah, it's a natural sensation, isn't it? The intimacy, the pleasure. See, It was a good thing in your dream, and it's just as good with the real me. Oh. 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 You like that. Oh. Better not come yet. Oh, baby. Oh, you're so excited. Oh. Shall I speed it up a bit? Don't come yet. You want my tongue? Okay, maybe just for a little bit. Are you getting close? I'll stroke you very fast now. You're going to come. Okay. Come now. Oops. Sorry. I just had to see what would happen if I stopped right before you came. Oh, wow. So much gum. Perfect. No. You don't have to pleasure me now. But thank you for the offer. To be honest, I just needed your cum on my bed. Yeah, it's it's part of a ritual I'm performing. Relax. There's no risk of pregnancy involved, not at all. Thank you for providing me with your sexual energy, though. You are such a delicious lover. I can't help imagining what magic we could do in this bed together. Maybe tomorrow. Right now. All right. You can get up and quietly leave my room. Be seeing you, lover.